Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 74th edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Savi Gabizzone. Welcome.
Thanks.
So Savi, you're here in Giornata degli Autori with your latest feature, Gagua, sorry for the pronunciation, roughly translated as longing. I had the privilege to watch it, and I just loved so much, just even the premises, you know. The idea of a man that discovers to be a father, and within 30 seconds, he also loses his own son. And that also opens up to so many things, and I loved especially the brilliant storytelling through filters, let's call it like that, you know, through voices, memory, and living the past as if it's the present. I just think that it's so difficult to create a film like that. So I just wonder how long you took as a writer as well to define which scenes were, you know, for the last kind of draft. It took a long time, or maybe it was actually something very natural for you.
It took me around 8 years.
Okay.
To actually five, not yet, not eight, but at least five, six years to write this story, this screenplay. It begins, you know, I have a son who plays football.
Okay.
And he began to play 10 years ago or 8 years ago, and I used to watch him play, you know, sit in the bleachers and watching him play, and each time he got the ball, I notice that my leg moves a little, just a few millimeter. And this whole idea of the film began in those few millimeter, because it's a story about identify with, and it's a story about parenthood, and it's a story about special aspects in parenthood that usually we are not talking about. And the other thing that influenced about my writing, well, my girlfriend came back from Singapore, and she told me that she participated a ceremony in Singapore, kind of marriage that the Tao believers make. When the Tao believers, a girl died, they try to find a boy, which he also died, to marry her, to marry them together. And they believe that after this marriage, they will be together wherever they are. And I thought that if I will succeed to create moves and circumstances that and a story that will allow this marriage to happen in a Western society, it can be interesting. So these two things began this whole idea and this writing.
I love that passage as well, you know, for the film, the Tao, a ritual of the marriage. Also because, as you said earlier, it touches a point where not many times we actually see it, which is parenting and parenthood. Maybe true love or pure love for a parent means also being very selfish. You know, you want as a parent to be happy, even if it's actually a bit in spite of your son. So I just wonder if you agreed on that, or maybe I'm just blabbering.
No, it's about, as I said, it's about other aspects in parenthood that usually we don't talk about. For example, selfish parenthood for itself. Because if you do a film about parenthood and you move out the child, so it's a kind of lab condition to examine these aspects in parenthood, like selfish parenthood or parenthood for itself.
And especially removing the child from the relationship, we get to witness directly only the parent and all the crazy and insane thoughts that could happen, you know, through a parent, especially a father. And the work that you've done with Shai Aviv is incredible. You know, you get to see so many facets in just this, like, less than 2 hours of a film. I just wonder, what was your approach with him? You let him go freely. You discussed a lot the script beforehand and define the character. It's just, there's so much in just, you know, just one single character. It's insane. I just found it so amazing to watch.
First, thanks. Shai, you know, it's the character goes, the journey of the character goes from hot, from cold to hot, from loneliness and to be surrounded with people, and from selfish to succeed seeing other people, and to begin with a so bad step or low step in the with the character. I needed a man or an actor like Shai, that he is so he have so warm eyes and he is lovable, and so people can be and identify with this character because he is filling the role. So, and of course I talk with him and work with him a lot, but I didn't change the script. Mm-hmm. I talked with him about the script, but didn't change it. So,
and so here in Venice, Giornata degli Autori. How was the little press conference? Did you get positive reviews, or maybe split the audience? Do you know anything about some gossip like that?
Split the audience?
It means like somebody says like I don't like it, somebody says I like it.
Usually the people that don't like it didn't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's so good. That means they don't have any argument.
Yeah, but it was lovely screening. 580 people, and they laugh, and they seem to me like they enjoy it. I mean, some people walk out in there, but it's very
natural.
Those are
probably journalists, don't worry. Those are probably journalists.
No, I hope not. but most of the people stays and enjoyed and stay to the Q&A after, so I was really... I enjoyed it.
I'm very happy to hear it. It's a beautiful film. Thank you again, Savin, for being with us.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.